G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to episode 18 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. If you're going to be doing selection, make sure you check out operatoredge.com/indefatigable-video and go from there, all right? And I can certainly help you in regards to preparing for selection. But let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is titled Imposter Syndrome. I recently got an email about this, and guys in my Selection Close Facebook group have mentioned it before, and it seems to be one thing that I keep coming back to. And imposter syndrome is really about not thinking you have what it takes to do selection, or going for selection, putting in your app, turning up to selection, thinking that you're somehow way underdone and there's no way you could actually become an operator and actually pass selection, and you feel like you're an imposter even just mentioning special forces, all right? It's really not believing that you can become an operator, all right? You might be saying things or thinking along the lines of, those guys are this type of personality and they have these qualities and I don't, or, SF operators don't have these kind of negative qualities or negative traits or that kind of thing, et cetera, et cetera. And you'd be thinking, all things that I don't have or all things that I do have, that kind of stuff. Really sort of comparing yourself to this image of a special forces operator that you have and thinking that you don't measure up. Now, what I'd like to say about that is that you're not alone. Now, everybody feels like that at some point. I mean, I felt like that going into selection, particularly on my first attempt at SA selection when I was 22. I had that imposter syndrome, all right? I didn't feel I was ready. I didn't really see myself passing selection and becoming an operator. And really, you will not truly know that you have what it takes until you actually do it, right? Nobody does. And I always say to people going for selection, if I could line up a bunch of SF operators with different personalities, with different body types and shapes and sizes and different mindsets and mentalities, I suppose, all the different ones that I know, ones that are different to each other, and you got to talk to them for 5 minutes each and got to understand them and who they are, by the end of those conversations, right, you would think, if they can do it, I can do it. You would really have a belief that you could do it because you could see yourself. You'd probably see yourself as a certain type of person, certain type of body type, shape, certain type of attributes and traits and positives and negatives and strengths and weaknesses. And if you could see that in somebody else who's got through selection, you would then have much more of a confidence in your own ability to get through, all right? It's just that that's not really possible. But trust me, there's so many different types of personalities that actually make it through special operations. Many different body shapes and sizes and different mentalities as well. And they all get through. And it's just that all of those guys that do get through, all right, one, have made the decision to actually go for selection. Two, have prepared correctly or as best as they possibly could, as best that they knew knew what the right way was to prepare. Three, they've displayed the attributes and traits we're looking for on selection. And four, they've executed, all right? They've turned up to selection and they've executed as best they can. And I talk about getting your belief system right in my Indefatigable course before you attempt selection. And that's really important, right? I think it's a fundamental aspect and about setting your proper foundations before you're even going for selection, right? And that's really in order to give yourself the best chance on selection. However, do you absolutely know that you're going to get through selection? Of course not, all right? There's no way you can know until you actually do it. The only real absolute is that unless you actually attempt selection, you will never know. You will not know for sure. And if you don't attempt selection, you won't become an SF operator. And you'll always be regretting that decision, regretting the fact that you let fear take over and stop you from going after your biggest goal, right? Your SF dream. And that, trust me, that would be hard to live with, all right? If you fail, listen to this, if you fail selection, all right, as much as it would suck, you would be able to live with yourself, right? If you fail selection, you'll be able to move on, all right? And it's a hell of a lot better to try and fail selection than to never try at all. All right, that's just being a fucking puss in. You really don't want to live like that. You absolutely did not want to live like that, always regretting never actually having a crack or having a crack once and then not going back again. All right, the other way to look at it is by thinking along the lines of, what am I possibly missing out on by not going for selection? All right, imagine missing out on all the cool shit SF operators get to do simply because you were too scared to do selection. You know, too scared to put it on the line, too scared to fail. But what if you actually fucking passed? All right, what if you were one of the dudes who got through, who made it? And it happens every single year. People pass selection, candidates rock up to special operations selection, all right, all around the world every single year and get through it, pass it. So why not you? All right, so if you want to go for selection, or if you want to be an operator in, you know, police special operations or military SF, what you want to do is make the decision to go for selection. You want to commit to that decision, prepare as best as you possibly can, understanding that everything assessed on selection is trainable, right? You just need to know what that is and do the right training. And then you want to turn up to selection with your physical abilities where they need to be, with all of the mindset strategies tested and honed, right? You want to test those before you actually go on selection and see which ones works for you and ones that don't, and be ready to execute on the course and show the staff that you have the qualities, attributes, and traits of an SF operator. And if you fail, so fucking what, all right? Debrief, yes, it will suck, but you'll move on. Debrief after selection if you fail. Improve, right? Get better and then go for round two, all right? It took me 3 goes to get in, right? So have the attitude that if you really want it, if you really want to make past selection, get into a special operations unit, have the attitude that you will find a way to do it. You will find a way to succeed, right? That's the attitude you've got to have. All right, so that's it for this quick little podcast on the imposter syndrome. I hope you've got a lot out of it. I hope if you're thinking that you have the, or you feel like you have the imposter syndrome and you can't really see yourself there, trust me, there's many different people that make it. And I really hope this podcast or this episode has got you thinking how to sort of change your mindset and actually go about it, all right? So if you're going to do it, you know, fucking do it, all right? Otherwise, you're going to miss out on some really cool shit. Right. If you have any questions on it, make sure you reach out, reese@operators.com via email. Hit me up on my operators Facebook page or hit me up on Instagram, reese_dowden. All right, I hope you got a lot out of this episode and I will see you in the next one. Thanks.